Bay by 11. Both teams with a three-point in the third quarter. Trammell, the Canarians have the key. USA almost in a matchup zone. Trammell for three. This one's off the mark. And rebound Ballard. Over to Rick, left wing, dribbles right into the paint, goes up with a shot, and this one's off the mark. Rebound, Will Sutton. Will Sutton's like a tall oak tree. Long arms, long legs, and skinny as a rail. Trammell goes coast to coast with this one, no good on the layup, and here comes USA in transition. And Ewald goes up to the layup. Will Sutton, that tall oak, goes up for the block and dives it right out of bounds.
What's with everyone going to the land of the Giants for?
USA ball on their own baseline. Beachy kicks it into Ballard at the right elbow. And Trammell there goes for the body check, which is actually more of a hip check when you're going against Ballard. And that's going to be Trammell's.
Well, that was his invitation back to the bench.
As
the fourth foul.
Fourth foul. I apologize. Trammell had the three fouls. Braden had two. And now Trammell is back on the bench with four fouls. Beachy passes in from his own baseline into Ewald, goes for the runner from the left side, no good, rebound Gangler, and still loose, over to Ballard, left post, gives a nice spin move, and goes for the shot, and it's good, and now one more free throw coming.
That was a pretty play, wasn't it?
Ballard with 15 points on the night. That's the second team foul against Bad Axe in the second half. Goes against number 45, Tanner Krug, his second. Braden sits down. And Tyler Labor is back in. He's lined up at the left block on this free throw coming from Ballard. This one's up and no good. Rebound Labor with his right to work. Over to Canarian from the right wing, and it's good. Bad Axe checks it down the whole court. Canarian now with a 3 point for himself, and two threes in the second half is all Bad Axe has had. And now it's a 10-point lead as Ballard keeps the pass in on the transition. And he moved both feet. And that's travel disco night here in USA.
Well, the last shot by Mr. Canarian, that was very good for him because it was a nice opportunity shot, and he did can it. That could get him hot.
And Labor sits down, and Braden's back in, almost going a little bit of offense-defense here in the third quarter. Five to play. 35-25, USA by 10 over Bad Axe. Crew gets it left elbow out to Braden for three from the right wing, and this one's no good. Rebound number 22, Flannery for Bad Axe. And the Hatchets retain their possession. Canarian tries to feed this one down to Sutton, and there is number 40, Ganger, to intercept it. Rick over to Beachy, top of the key, resets the offense. 4:45 left in the third quarter. Both teams firing quite well from behind the arc in the second half. This one's from Ewald. This one's short by about a foot. Air ball, and here comes Braden. 4.5 in the third left. Braden with the runner from the lane. This one's no good, and Canarian's there to pick it back up. Gets denied by the bottom of the rim on his putback, and here comes USA. And not too much of a rush, and USA calls a timeout. We have a 30-second timeout, so we'll stick with you here. John, what's the difference here in the second half?
Well, right now, Bad Axe is making some good choices with their opportunity shots. And I think Coach Gainforth called the timeout because he saw that. And he's saying, guys, we're going to have to go ahead and start controlling some things out here. They're getting some good looks and everything. Coach Quinn, I'm sure, is telling his guys to keep on being patient out there, take care of the ball. I mean, what we said before about being quick and not hurrying, that's a very important point for Coach Quinn right now. And it looks like that Bad Axe is taking it to heart. They're under control. They're getting good looks at the hoop. And that's where we're at. We're down by 10 as far as the Hatchets. 35-25, USA's lead. And we're ready to go ahead and inbound, Clark.
USA is going to get the ball right in front of their own bench on the far side of your radio. They're moving left to right across the radio in the second half. In the white jerseys, red outline, and red and blue stripes right down the side. Quite similar to the Pistons jerseys a couple years back. Into Ballard, over to Dan Rick, 25 feet from the basket to the left wing. Beasley's down with the key. Ballard's working from the high post one more time. Gangler in the bull post. Beachy down the key over to number 11, Zach Kramer on the right wing. Over to Beachy left wing. Ballard sets the pick over to Kramer into the corner to Rick. Dribbles twice, picks up his dribble. Zach Kramer, right wing, over to Rick, deeper in the wing. Now top of the key, dribbles in, passes into Ballard, goes up for the layup. This one's no good. Goes up for the second shot, and a little bit of reverse Micah. Goes in for Brendan Ballard, another possible three-point play coming for the big man, number 44, Brendan Ballard.
He is tough to stop in the inside.
It's now 37-25, a 12-point lead for USA, and Brendan Ballard has 17, trying to make it 18. And that's the third foul against number 45, Tanner Cruz, with that action, and the team's third of the half. Brendan Ballard at the line shooting one, trying to complete a three-point play here. And this one's good. He's now 2 for 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 2 for 7 from the free throw line tonight. Ben Braden over the Canarian, top of the key. Braden up from the left wing in the left corner to Flannery. Braden being guarded by a zone press. Dribbles into the paint, goes up against three guys on the runner. This one's no good. Rebound, Dan Rick. 3:20 left in the third, 38-25, USA by 13. Beachy into the right corner to number 11, Zach Kramer for the three. This one's good. Kramer now with 2 threes on the night for USA. Now a 16-point lead for the Patriots. And they pass it over to Flannery, top of the key, and Rick, actually, you can see the jersey grab from about 3 feet. And it's going to be Buse Maddox ball on the side, far side of your radio. Foul is against number 24, Dan Rick, his first, and USA's second of the second half.
Dan Rick is saying, you got 5 fouls, use 4 of them, I only use 1.
Canarian across the timeline, favoring his left side, into Labor at the left elbow, back out to Canarian, dribbles in, feeds back into Labor, down to the left post now, out to Braden. Canarian for 3 from the left wing from about 3 feet behind, it's good. James Canarian now starting to heat up. He has 8 and 2 threes in this third quarter. 41-28, USA by 13 over Bad Axe. Beachy over to Zach Kramer on the left wing. Over to Rick, top of the key. Resets the offense. 2:25 left in the third. Beachy now left wing. Rick for almost took the 3, top of the key. Dribbles in, 2 out. Zach Kramer now feeds it into the right low post. Who kicks it out to Dan Rick for 3 from the left corner, and it's good. Good ball movement there by the USA Patriots. Dan Rick now with 2 threes in the third quarter alone for 12. Flannery throws one up from 3. This one's short. And here comes USA in transition. Grant Harris goes up for the layup, and he's fouled. Misses the layup. He's in the line for 2. It's going to be the 4th team foul on Bad Axe and the 3rd against Ben Braden. At the line shooting 2 is number 30, Grant Harris. Off the front of the iron, no good. Brendan Ballard checks in for Seth Gangler. Bailey Hines replaces Tyler Labor for Bad Axe, and Tanner Krug is back in. And he replaces... Maddox still has 6 players on the court. And number 22, Flannery, comes off. So on the court right now for Maddox is Braden, Krug, Sutton, Hines, and Canaria. Grant Harrison's second free throw is up. This one bounces off the back of the iron and out. No good. Deficit remains 16 for the Hatchets. Canarian, right wing. And he tried to feed this one in, deflected. And Krug there actually picks up the loose ball. The original intended receiver, Braden, left wing over to the right wing, down to the right corner to Sutton, being guarded by Harris. Takes 2 dribbles, picks it up into Krug, right elbow, kicks it out to Canarian for 3. This one's off the mark. Rebound, Hines, now down in the left corner. Canarian feeds it out to Braden, left wing, resets the offense, 1:25 left. He takes the runner from the left side, rims in and out, no good, still loose ball, and Krug, or Sutton, actually saved it. But it goes right out into the backcourt. And number 11, Zach Kramer, came to the last second, tried to tip it in right underneath their own basket. It goes right out of bounds, and it's Bad Axe ball. Kind of an odd play there, John. Scary. Number 5 is similar. For USA, I apologize if I'm saying that wrong. comes in and replaces Zach Kramer. Mark Gainforth, that